You're listening to G4D, Grounds for Discussion, a weekly music podcast hosted by your two most caffeinated hosts, Adam and John.
So sit back, relax, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and enjoy the following episode.
You all right?
Yep, we're good now.
Okay. All right.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Clap, 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 clap.
Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year, but
I'll be there for you.
When the rain starts to pour,
I'll be there for you.
Like I've been there before,
I'll be there for you.
You're there for me too.
And there's no other parts of that song, just that part.
G4D was recorded in front of a live studio audience. Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you. You're a fantastic audience.
Oh, man.
Fantastic audience.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Oh, stop. You're too kind.
Drink the coffee.
Whoa. Okay. All right. If you insist. Cheers.
Freebird. There's always that one guy.
Well, I'm gonna listen to that first one and drink coffee. Cheers.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. Cheers.
I hope the mics picked that up. Because that was magical.
Nothing like drinking some hot black coffee on a 95 degree day here in Orlando, Florida.
Yep. It's good for the soul, sir. Amen. Good for the soul. Hey.
Hi.
We're back. For another episode of Grounds
for Discussion. Why don't you do discussion with me?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Do it again. Grounds
for Discussion. There we go.
Sorry, I was off the mark. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet.
You need it to.
Yes, I do. I need it.
It's a little bitter today.
It's still good. Hey, look.
Actually, yeah, the first couple sips were a little rocky. But now we're good.
Always get what you want.
I can't always get a chihuahua.
I don't know why, but that makes me laugh.
You can't always get the chihuahua.
I'm John. He's Adam.
Hello.
We are your hosts here, and we are going to be reviewing a couple more albums this time around. We're going all electronic.
Bzz, bzz, bzz. Does not compute. Error.
Yeah, no, it's weird for us, right? I don't think we've ever done that before.
I don't think we've done a double electronic album before.
I don't think we have either.
John is our residential electronica music expert.
Yes.
So for his suggestion, we review the new Ross from Friends album and the...
new Helena Hauff album. Yeah, I think that's how you say her name. Every time I want to say her last name, I want to go Hauff.
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 Hauff. She'd be a Hufflepuff. She was in Harry Potter.
Typical millennial comparing things to Harry Potter.
That's me.
I swear,
it's either that or The Office, right?
Yeah, it's either that or The Office. I swear every day there's some new comparison to The Office or Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Every single day. What did I see the other day that compared something to Harry Potter? I think it was like, it's always politics now that's being compared to Harry Potter, but there was something else. I can't remember, like some kind of actor or something like that. I think Jason Isaac and the feud that he has going on with William Shatner.
What's the feud?
I don't even know.
No one knows at this point.
Yeah. At this point, you know, it's just turned into one of those things where it's just like, nobody cares. Nobody should care, but they do. So, yeah, just, I think Jason Isaac trolled him at one point, and then William Shatner was like, well, I'm going to block you on Twitter.
Oh boy.
Scandalous.
Oof.
Oh, boy.
I feel the heat radiating off of that one.
Yeah, and obviously Jason Isaac was in Harry Potter, so I forget what the new...
No, this whole time I was thinking you were talking about Oscar Isaac, but that is not the case.
No.
Nope.
Oscar Isaac's so good, man.
He is
such
good.
A great actor. So, yeah. So good.
Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great movie.
You know what else is good? New music news and new music that we will also have been listening to recently.
That comes up later in our
that
show.
That comes up later.
Later.
After the reviews.
The reviews. Mm. Enter music here.
Mm. Yes, yes. Ah, that coffee, man.
It's really spot. Good. Hey, speaking of good coffee, I went to a cool place this weekend.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Do tell, sir.
I went to Deeply Coffee over on, was it Magnolia in downtown?
I believe so.
Yeah, so it was their grand opening on this past Saturday, and it was really, really, really good. I highly recommend getting your order for there if you are a pour-over fan, because they give you this cute little, it's like about the size of a cheese board, I would say, and it's got two indents in the middle, and they give you basically like a craft of coffee, and then you get a little ceramic cup so you can pour it in, and ceramic cup keeps it hot.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I actually took a really cool picture of it over on our Instagram page, G4D_podcast. Also, that's our Twitter page, too.
Yeah, so make sure to like us, follow us, tweet us.
Come and like, rate, subscribe!
I love it every single time.
Every
say
single
that.
Time. Yeah, so we were there. Carrie and I went. She got this really good latte. What else did we do? We did some homework. I worked on some podcast things. And yeah, we had a good time. So definitely check it out. It's super cute. There is a parking lot area on kind of if you're going towards it, and it's on the right. Wouldn't that be north? I don't know. Yep. There's a little parking lot. It's a little pay meter. It was like $6. $6 parked for 2 hours. It wasn't too shabby. So,
I meant to say, I'm very, very impressed with that photo that you took. I thought it was done with like a camera, not a phone camera.
Oh, no. That was done with portrait mode in HD on my iPhone 8 Plus.
Oh, so that's why.
Yeah,
portrait mode. See, I'm still stuck on one of the older generations, a 6S. So I'm behind the times.
Yeah, I had a 6S too, but the battery crapped out one day and I had to get a new phone.
Well, one of us has to have a good phone on their camera for pictures like those.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
There's a bunch of more coffee places I need to check out.
I know. We've said it before. Like, now is the time to be living in Orlando because so many great coffee places are opening up. And that's just really one of many reasons why it's a great time to be living in Orlando. But, yeah, this place sounds amazing. And I've been seeing lots of buzz, not only from you, but from other people on there, too.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like other bloggers, like Daily
It's very,
City
like,
and
minimal
like
in there, too. Like, they don't have, like, a big, like, logo, you mm-hmm. know. And so I'm sure at one point they will, but it's a very simple setup, too, which is what I kind of liked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is huge, beautiful espresso machine. It's kind of like their centerpiece.
Nice.
You know, when you open up a car, and there's that engine that I know nothing about. But it looks kind of really cool. It's like, okay, that's probably really nice. That's their espresso machine.
Gotcha.
It looks really
nice.
Now,
is this the place that has the waffles?
Mm. Yes, they do have waffles. We did not get to try the waffles, but they look delish.
I'm guessing the waffles were all sold out.
No, they were all there.
Oh, yeah?
We got noodles at our favorite ramen spot, Sapporo Ramen.
You are all about the ramen right now.
Oh, my God. I need to take you.
Kick.
I need to take you. It's,
okay.
We literally go like... almost every weekend.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, there's a great little Asian grocery store right next to it, too. So we get all the snacks, and we bought fresh noodles, and yeah, oh, it's good stuff. Oh, I'm salivating just thinking of it.
Oh,
oh boy.
I didn't go to any coffee places this past weekend, but I did go to Shakers, and I posted it on our Instagram account as well. I don't know, man. There's just something about getting a cup of coffee from like a diner style restaurant like Shakers, which is this really small place for those who don't know. It's like almost like, I don't know. It's the size of like a room almost.
Oh, wow.
Like it's a very, very small place, but the food there is so good. It's kind of like a staple of the, what area is that? College Park area.
Okay, yeah.
In Orlando. And if you ever come to Orlando and you're willing to venture outside of the theme parks, it's a really cool little place to go to. Mm. I love it a lot because it reminds me of all the diners and stuff that I went to when I lived up in New Jersey. And for whatever reason, just a simple cup of coffee from a place like that just tastes so good. I don't know what it is.
Mm. I'm going to have to go check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it can get crowded. It is a popular place, but it is definitely one of those kind of areas that I always recommend to people, and they never really are disappointed.
It's a nice little area. They have a really good, farmer's market down there in College Park on Saturdays, the Winter Park Festival.
It was almost there. It was almost there.
Winter Park Farmer's Market. There it is. Go. There. Hip.
Pork chop sandwiches.
You tell me things, I go done do them.
That's a deep cut right there. We just lost a bunch of people listening to us right now. They're gone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Totally gone. Oh, man. Yeah, it's a good time. For not only coffee, but also for music.
Mm.
And I know we're doing just electronic albums here today, but I do think we have quite a bit that we could say about both of them. And I think they're both, they're both electronic albums, they're both different in style. So our first one is the artist Ross from Friends. It's his debut album called Family Portrait.
Oh.
Came out with an EP, I think, earlier this year or late last year. And there's a couple tracks that are on that EP that are on this album. And he's one of those kind of electronic artists that kind of keeps you guessing. He's very much a very almost like house type of electronic artist.
Mm.
And he's actually on the same label as Flying Lotus. Actually, that's the label that Flying Lotus owns. I think also Thundercat's on there too.
Hmm.
So it's a good label for him to be on. And it makes sense given some of the more like unexpected elements that he incorporates into his music. You know, there's very much a collage of sound element to what he does on this album.
Yeah.
And I know how I feel about it, but I'm very curious as to how you feel about it.
Oh, man, I really liked it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am slowly getting into electronic music. I don't think I listen to it as much as you do.
Stick with me, kid, and you'll be going places.
Yeah, so let me get some background here. What makes a good album, like an experimental album, electronic album, what makes it good for you? What elements do you look for? What do you enjoy? Like when you listen to something, what do you say, okay, this is it?
For me, what's going to really make electronic album work, and I'll use something like one of the ultimate examples, is Boards of Canada, Music Has a Right to Children. It has to be able to create an atmosphere that not only you get lost in while you're listening to it, but it sticks with you after you're done listening to it.
Hmm.
There's, you know, obviously so many different genres of electronic music out there, just like there is with rock and any other kind of type of music. But ultimately with electronic music, you are just not limited to what you can do. And that's one of the reasons why I love it. Two albums are electronic, like we're reviewing today, but they have completely different styles to them. And for me, not only does the album have to stick with you, it has to keep on being like one of those albums where every time you listen to it, you're discovering something new. And for me, this kind of album's right up my alley when it comes to those kind of things. And I mentioned that that's very much like a collage of sound. It's almost a deconstruction of house music. Kind of breaks it down to its core. And
for those of you who don't know what house music is, aka please tell me, it's basically music you would put on in a house and put a party and enjoy and have this atmosphere. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's very much, it's not like, it's not electronic music where it's like,
yeah.
The system is down. The cheat is grounded.
House music's a bit more of a vibe kind of music.
Okay.
It's definitely more laid back.
Very atmospheric, it sounds yes. like. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
It's a lot less about, like, you know, the higher beat per minute type of electronic music. It's less of that. It's more like something that you bob your head to. And that's very much the case with this album. You are definitely going to be bobbing your head along to, I think, quite a lot of it. And I think right off the bat, it starts off really strong with a track called Thank God I'm a Lizard. Very, very strong opening track. It's got a very bouncy beat to it.
Second track, Happy Birthday, Nick, is the first one.
Sorry. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me there, sir. And this kind of sets a good tone for the rest of the album. So there's samples. There's those steady beats throughout the whole album. And there's just that kind of like, these tracks take their time. They're not super long, but they never wear out their welcome either.
No, definitely not. There was a good flow to everything, and I kind of like how everything just kind of transitioned really quick into the other songs, and I really liked it a lot. It's very atmospheric. It's good, very good, like, all right. Very chill, could bounce, like you're saying, bounce your head kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very preppy.
Preppy?
Preppy? Like, very... It's not... Maybe
peppy,
maybe even prep. More like, it's not a evil, dark undertones of like the kind of thing. It's very upbeat, kind of, you know, poppy, preppy kind of vibe.
Yeah, there's really a good mixture of samples throughout this whole album to create that more uplifting vibe that you mentioned. Now, sometimes I think the samples can clash a bit. Like, there are some samples that work better together than others.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the album kind of drifts off a little bit about midway through. But this is an album where no two songs sound alike, and that's something I really appreciate.
Yeah, there's a lot of different elements in it.
And the album does pick up that earlier momentum that it has with tracks like Thank God I'm a Lizard eventually. And it really, when it does pick up again, it picks up with a strong track on here called Parallel Sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that track especially really encapsulates a great description from Bleep. Now, Bleep is basically the online store for the Warp Record Company. And they not only sell all their records, you know, from Aphex Twin to Kalayla, etc., they also sell records for other companies. And their description for this album from Ross from Friends was that it's pretty much the type of album that you would listen to on a train ride. Like, it's very much got, like, that continuous motion to it.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with that sentiment.
And I like albums like that, especially, like, when I'm listening to electronica. I feel like it's a whole thing that should flow into each other and kind of complement the theme and the style of the album.
Speaking of things that complement each other, I think the samples really complement each other extremely well on the track Don't Wake Dad, which is probably one of my favorite tracks on this album.
Yeah, it's really good.
Because the samples just... They're different kinds, but they don't overtake the song, and because they work well together, they really add to the atmosphere that's in there. And there's nice little change-ups throughout the track as well to keep things from feeling repetitive as well. And, you know, the interesting use of samples that he has throughout this album keeps that element that I talked about earlier of where you're not really knowing what to expect, and I really appreciate that about him. And you're getting... lots and lots of head bobbing going on this album.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cuts cousin just, you know.
Absolutely. And for me, yeah, I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed it too, because I was curious to see what you were going to think. Do you have anything else to add before we go into our final thoughts?
We can probably just jump into those right now. Yeah, this is really, I mean, I know you keep recommending me artists and electronica artists especially to listen to, and I'm really glad you told me about this one because it's really good. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's got a nice little groove to it. It's very good atmospheric music too, you know, it's very easy to get. I think, like, as someone who does not know and appreciate it as much as you do, I really like this. And I found myself coming back to it kind of thing. So I would definitely give it an own it.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet it would sound really good on vinyl too.
Yeah, I could see that. My rating is going to be lower, but not necessarily because I didn't enjoy it as much as you did.
Hmm.
But I see why you would say that. I think this would be great on vinyl. I haven't listened to it on vinyl, so I can't say, but I'd be absolutely willing to get it. My birthday coming up soon. Hint, hint.
Subscribers, get him a record.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be one of those guys that puts out an Amazon wish list. Do you see that some people do that? That drives me up a wall.
Well, what?
Like, okay, Amazon, so side note, like, you know, you get your Twitch people out there and whatnot. They put out their Amazon wish lists for their followers and subscribers, mm-hmm. so that people will buy them stuff.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and people actually do. I mean, look, do what you got to do, buddy. But I don't know. That just doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
Really doesn't sit well with me. But anyway, back to the task at hand. I'm ultimately going to give it a buy it. Because I did really enjoy Sam, and I kept on coming back to it. It just didn't cross over into the realm that another artist we're going to be talking about soon did. And maybe it's just because I do listen to a lot more electronic music than you do. It's completely enjoyable to listen to, and it's definitely one that's worth coming back to, and that's ultimately why I give it a buy it. But I think this is an artist that has potential, and that potential just hasn't been fully realized to take it over into an own it territory for me.
Got it.
Nothing like I would gladly have this on vinyl. I almost was tempted to buy it on vinyl, but I think
it's missing something.
Yeah, I just think that, like, unfortunately, some of the samples, like I was saying earlier, didn't always mesh well with each other. And I feel like while it was a good deconstruction of beats, I could have used a couple more change-ups, a couple more surprises with some elements on there. And I think also because it kind of lags in a little bit in the middle too as well is ultimately why I go with the buy it.
Makes
absolutely
sense.
Absolutely worth a buy. But I don't disagree with what you say at all. It's just, for me, as someone who, I don't want to sit here and say I'm being, like, more critical.
No, but obviously, like, I think, but like I was saying, you know, between the two of us, this is your genre, this is your forte. You're always bringing up to me some new artists, and it's just like, oh, wow, cool, like, I don't know, not necessarily what I'm listening to, but, like, I'm slowly getting into the genre, so... Who knows? My opinion could change over some time, or it might find, something better than this, you know, at some point, which I'm sure I will. But, you know, for what it was worth for me to the casual goer of electronica music, I think it's definitely a good buy.
And that's a good perspective for you, because I think, like, there probably are a lot of people who listen to us who haven't listened to as much electronic music as I have. And if you are in that case, I think this album is definitely going to fall into the own it. So,
yeah.
So I see what you're saying. I'm meeting you there.
Yeah.
So I think that's some valid points right there. Very, very good.
Good.
And I think it's time to go on to our next review.
Let's do it.
So for those who don't know, Helena Hauff.
In the Hauff. She comes up and goes, Helena and Hauff.
She just dropped a new album called Qualm. Q-U-A-L-M. And she is an electronic artist. She's only been on the scene for a little bit now. Started out as a DJ, actually spinning Acid House back in the day.
What is Acid House?
I don't think we have enough time to describe that.
Oh, boy.
Different other kinds, like industrial music and other electronic music out there. And she really branched off. I think she came out with her first album in 2015, did a couple of EPs, and now she's dropped her latest album, electronic album that's a little bit more stripped down compared to her previous album. Only her second full length, a couple of EPs out there though. And this one's on Ninja Tune.
The Tune of the Ninjas.
Great label. I like that label a lot. They have some really good artists on there. Like Amon Tobin is on there. Like him a lot.
I have no idea who that is, but I'm learning.
Yes. Oh, stick with me, buddy.
Teach me.
Oh, the places you will go. And I have a lot to say about this album. I'm not even going to hide it. I'm not even going to build up any kind of suspense whatsoever. I'm going to get right to the point. I really like this album a lot.
I really liked it too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What are your first overall thoughts?
Well, compared to the one, the Ross from Friends album we have talked about earlier, this one's a lot more darker, a lot more foreboding, a lot of interesting kind of atmospheric sounds, kind of like, you know, you're just kind of listening to it and experience it. Not very much like, you know, it's kind of electronic music, if you will. I sound like such a noob right now.
Hey, man, it's fine. We are on this magical journey together.
That's right. Yeah, I liked it, though. It's very, like, mysterious. You know, you don't kind of know what weird sound's going to pop up next, or just kind of how she, like, structures a song. You know, like, the beginning, there's kind of, like, little intros here and there, and then it kind of just builds and builds in this weird, like, atmospheric kind of album.
Completely agree, sir.
Yeah.
This album, and bear with me here. I know I'm gonna sound like a millennial here, but this album bangs. This album bangs so hard. I absolutely was all about this from the very beginning to the end. I've listened to this album a lot more than probably I should have. Probably my ear doctor is gonna hate me because. This is
the diagnosis. It's too much acid house.
Man, this is a fun album. I thought it was raw. I thought it was aggressive.
Yeah.
It's something that could blow out your eardrums and your speakers. I was finding something new every time I was listening to it, like mm-hmm. I was saying earlier. And I just couldn't get enough of this album.
I really liked it a lot.
I really liked it a lot too.
She would do a good job, like, scoring, like, a horror movie, but, like, not, like, a jump scare movie, but, like, one that the album takes its time. It kind of slowly builds. She doesn't throw everything at you at once kind of thing, and I think that plays into its favor of how it kind of just builds and builds with these dark, foreboding, atmospheric kind of sounds and styles that she's going for.
Completely agree. And on the opening track, Barrow Boat Boys... Or Barrow Boot Boys, should say.
Yeah, these track names are awesome.
Oh, yeah, aren't they? I love the hyper-intelligent... What's
hyper-intelligent, genetically enriched cyborg.
Yes, love that title. So many great song titles on this. And on that first track, there's like all these sporadic drums that just constantly keep on changing up. You never really know where the song is going, and I loved that about it.
Yeah, you really don't know where the whole album is going, honestly, until...
You really don't.
Like, there's kind of like this, you know, like I was saying earlier, the foreboding kind of, ooh, what's going to happen next kind of thing, but like, you never know, really, where she's going to take you.
And that one track, the hyper-intelligent, let's see, hyper-intelligent, wow, I just had it open. Hyper-intelligent, genetically modified cyborg?
Hyper-intelligent, genetically enriched cyborg.
That's what it is. I totally had the song title wrong there. That's why I keep you around, buddy. It starts off with this bouncy beat, and it has this like perfectly timed change up about halfway through the song. I know I touched upon the song a little bit on the last episode, but I cannot stress enough how cool the dynamic switch up is on this song. Like, it becomes a whole different song altogether about halfway through, and it just works to perfection. On the second track on the album, Lifestyle Guru has this really great sweet spot in it. When that thumping bass kicks in, like, I had goosebumps.
Yeah.
it was just perfect. When it kicked in, I was just like, this is electronic music perfection right here. I love how abrasive this music can be at points, and it just doesn't ever let up. It grabs a hold of you and never lets go. I know I said that about albums before. It's absolutely true of this one. I'm listening to it from beginning to end every single time, and I'm just like taken on a journey.
Yeah. This is definitely a journey album.
Yes. Yes.
Like, you're going for a ride whether you like it or not.
And not that kind of journey. Not
no.
Just a city boy. So singing Journey and trying to drink coffee doesn't go well together.
No, it does not.
I will choose just drinking coffee instead of listening to Journey, though.
Aw. Yeah. Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Yeah, I cannot say enough good things about this album. It ends kind of interesting. The last couple of songs aren't as aggressive as it is towards the beginning.
Kind of mellows out a little bit.
It does mellow out. But I think that was a good move because you kind of appreciate some different some different aspects there towards the end. It almost gets a little bit more catchy.
Yeah, well, it's more poppier towards the end.
I would agree with that sentiment. Yeah. She really doesn't rely on samples. There's no, like, you know.
It's more about exploring the sounds and how they kind of just interact with the beat kind of that she's going for.
Yeah. This is a great exercise in song structure and how you can take something like a simple beat, you know, whatever it is, and just either layer it on, throw in surprises, or constantly change it up altogether.
Yeah.
I loved that this album kept me on my toes.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't get enough of this coffee, man. So yeah, good.
It is good.
Yeah, I. This might end up being in my best of year list.
Yeah.
For me, and I'll get right into my final thoughts here, I cannot recommend this album enough. I'm not as familiar with her earlier stuff, and I'm going to have to go back and revisit it. But this is an album that a lot of people are talking about, and rightfully so. She's one of those kind of artists where I feel like her popularity is really going to skyrocket because of this album.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I would love to see her live too, especially after listening to this album. Like, there are certain points on this album where all I can think about is like, oh, it'd be so great to see that live in concert. I know she's been doing a lot of touring. And if you haven't already, I highly recommend to both you and to the fans out there, check out her Boiler Room set. Man, she's just so cool.
Yeah.
She's like the kind of girl that you'd be afraid to bring home to your mom because she smokes cigarettes and like punched somebody in school, you know, and got suspended. Like, she looks badass.
She's a badass and she knows
really is. And for me, as much as I love the album, at this point, I'm not going to give it our highest rating. I feel like I need to spend a little bit more time to really jump over to that. Also, I just kind of feel like the albums that we have given Gotta Have It to really take it to like a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. And I feel like are genuinely going to be classics. Like, this is a great freaking album, but I don't know if it crosses over into that threshold. So ultimately for me, it's an own it. Absolutely own it. Yeah. Absolutely check out this album.
I would also give it an own it too.
Nice.
I really liked it as well. I liked, you know, for my first soiree really into this genre, I thought it was fun. It was moody. It was atmospheric. It was foreboding. I keep using those words because, well, that's what it is.
It is. It is. It is. It's one of those kind of things that you need to experience for yourself.
Yeah. I find, like, you know, when we talk about like a rock album or a rap album, I feel like there's more to discuss in that way, shape, or form because of, you know, there's not more to it, but like, you can't really describe what you're hearing electronic sounds by kind of, you know, just kind of saying, you know, these words like abrasive or foreboding or things like that. So I'm trying to quantify my thoughts and feelings into what I'm listening to. And I feel like that's the best way to describe what this was. And I will have to dive into her earlier work too, because I'm very curious now.
Yeah, me too. And if she ever tours around here, which I doubt, but if she ever does, we are going.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We are totally going. And we're going to wear all black.
Yep.
And it's going to be amazing.
Heck yes.
Good stuff. I'm so glad you liked it too, man.
Yeah, it was really good.
So my choices for this week were pretty solid, right?
I would say so.
Okay.
Solid choices.
Yeah. I don't think we really discussed what we're going to do next week, but
we'll have to figure it out.
We will have to figure that out. I'm really glad that I'm getting to broaden your horizons in the world of electronic music.
That's what I need.
Yes. You need more electronic music in your life. And you know what else you need more of in your life?
News flash! Ah! Beautiful.
Yes.
As always.
Yes. I know I've said it before, but I really, 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 really want you to dress up as Freddie Mercury for Halloween. Please.
You never know.
Please make it happen.
Crazier things have happened.
Please make it happen. Like, I don't know who I would dress up as, though. Like, if you're Freddie Mercury, who would I be?
You would be...
You're struggling here.
Like, I'm trying to... Well, the first thing is, like, someone in Queen, but you don't really look like anyone from Queen.
I don't. I could go as, hey, I could be David Bowie.
All right, I can dig it.
Okay, okay.
Which era of David Bowie?
I feel like I should do the same era as Freddie Mercury. So if you dress up as Freddie Mercury, I'll dress up as David Bowie.
Deal.
Let us know what you think, folks. Should we dress up as those guys?
Is there anyone
else?
Or
somebody better?
Yeah, someone better. I don't know, someone better than David Bowie.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Poor choice of words there.
It's all
poor
good.
Choice of words.
I'm looking at the artist releases for this week. There's a Nicki Minaj album coming out.
Oh, I know you're going to love to listen to that.
Love it.
I know you were such a huge fan of that Cardi B album.
I love it. Oh, he's the actor. What the name? I like it like that.
it's so good. Well, it's tough to follow that up.
What news you got, John?
So, in a recent study that was conducted by the Citigroup, pretty much artists, they don't make a lot of money in the music industry anymore. A lot less than you probably think. Artists actually only made about 12% of the music industry revenue.
Dang.
Very, very interesting, right?
It's all about touring now. Unfortunately, streaming does not pull the numbers. I know David Crosby the other week, he posted a Twitter post of basically how much money he made for his songs, and it was like $5,000 maybe.
Yeah.
For like David Crosby, like that's insane.
Yep.
And, you know, I can't be too critical about this because I'm a hypocrite. I have a streaming service, but I do agree that things do need to change. And
yes.
I feel like, you know, John and I are really big music fans, and I feel like we do support the artists that we really enjoy and like, and if there's something that we really want and support, we'll go ahead and buy it, you know. I think streaming is, it's cool, it's great to have it.
It's convenient.
Yeah, that's what it really is. It's convenient. Like, would I honestly go out and buy these two electronic albums for this, you know, review? Maybe, but, you know, it's easier to buy the streaming service sometimes, as terrible as that is, because the errors don't get compensated. But I think there's a bunch of things going through Congress now to determine how they can, you know, properly pay the artists for their work. But it's mostly about touring and merch now, really.
And that's 12% of $43 billion.
Oh my gosh.
From last year, by the way. I should clarify, this is from 2017.
Yeah.
But
still.
To follow up on your point about streaming, we had talked about an earlier article, I don't know, maybe several months ago now, where a lot of artists that we like indie artists like Grizzly Bear and LCD Sound System are signing onto these major labels. Now, most recently, Vampire Weekend signed
on Sony. Yeah.
And this is why, because not only is the real money really in the touring, but through streaming, they're not really making a lot of money. So they need to turn to these major labels in order to get some kind of proper compensation.
Yeah. I feel like Vampire Weekend was on a big label at one point.
I think it was XL Recordings.
XL, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but it's not Sony. Like,
right,
Sony's,
of course,
huge.
Yeah.
So,
I'm very interested for that album, by the way. We're going to have a good discussion about that one.
I agree about that.
I haven't heard any. I think they debuted a new song, maybe, at one of their concerts.
Yeah. So I think he played it on his, like,
phone or something.
Yeah, yeah.
After they opened with A-Punk 3 times.
Yeah. And played the Seinfeld theme.
Oh my god. I really want to know, did they just go back into A-Punk again, or they went, thank you, you know. Hey. Okay, here's another one for you.
I don't know if you ever listened to his radio show that he has.
Oh, Time Crisis?
Yeah. There was a running gag about doing an 8-minute Cape Cod Quasi Quasi.
Yeah.
So
they made like tie dye shirts, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun show to listen to. He actually makes for a pretty solid radio host. And it's always interesting too, because he'll do random bits where Rashida Jones will come on the show and talk about the time that Michael's chimp Bubbles bit her.
Oh my. Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. What, weren't they making a movie about him, about Bubbles?
I think so.
It was like a stop motion movie, I think, or something.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
They're remaking Alf. Why not make a movie about Bubbles too?
Oh my god, Alf. Nothing is sacred anymore.
Yeah.
Not even the 80s alien from outer space who eats cats.
Yeah. It's just not surprising to hear that artists are not only just going to these major labels to get some kind of compensation, but they're not really getting a lot. That's why whenever anybody's like, oh, you know, these people aren't really making a lot of money off their albums, like, oh, because you're streaming them, all this kind of stuff. Like, even if you were streaming them, they're not really seeing that money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I understand your point of view about, like, well, I feel kind of bad that we can't spend more money buying these albums. But I think really the best support that you can give for artists, besides buying their album, is really going to their shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the best way to go. And, you know, I think bands like Vampire Weekend, they obviously have no trouble at all.
Oh, yeah.
But we've seen some great bands where I don't think they even sold out.
Yeah.
And we've seen some bands that have played smaller venues that are probably going to be playing even bigger ones soon, like Parquet Courts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's what you have to do.
Heck, you saw Janelle Monáe in a bar.
Yeah, when she was first starting out.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, if you're a real fan of an artist,
you will support them.
Yeah. Exactly. You'll buy their merch too. You'll whatchamacallit, you'll check out their podcast.
You'll comment, like, rate, subscribe.
Just like you will to this podcast.
That's right. Yes, please.
But seriously, though, it's to kind of close my thoughts on this. It's disappointing, and it's one of those kind of things where I'm sure in the grand scheme of things, it's probably a higher number, because in 2007, I think, and actually, no, not 2007, but 2000, the figure was around 7%. So
things are slowly changing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a reason to be optimistic. 12% sucks, but
it's better than 7.
Exactly.
And obviously it keeps on increasing, so hopefully in the next couple of years it'll be at an adequate percentage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you have a news article?
I do, but did you have another one?
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Mine's a little goofy, as usually the musical articles that I find happen to be.
Well, I like it when you give us goofy articles to talk about. It's a good way to close out the news flash. So my other article is actually about an upcoming release. So last week we talked about Aphex Twin teasing. I almost said Aphex Twin tweezing.
Oh, like Zybrows?
Elmer Fudd or something. You know.
I thought I saw an Aphex Twin.
And it turns out, surprise, it is an EP that's going to be dropping in mid-September, September 16th.
Nice.
And it's called Collapse. Now, first, music video had dropped for it. Apparently, it's so hyper intense that it couldn't even be shown on Adult Swim TV.
Dang.
Like, there was a photosensitive epilepsy safety standard that wasn't met.
Oh boy, like that one Pokemon episode.
Yeah, right. So the first track that dropped, the music video, T69 Collapse, is a great song. This is probably the heaviest that you've ever heard from Aphex Twin, and it makes me very excited for his EP. Last EP that he released was in 2016, Cheetah, and if this song is an indication of what we're in store for, it's gonna be a great EP to listen to. And I think we should definitely review it when it comes out.
Sweet.
Yes.
John, do you like TV?
Mm-hmm.
You do? All right. Well, I got a new show for you.
Oh boy.
That's being pitched to the world. Let's see here. You know the planned Plain White Tees?
Yes.
You know the song Hey There, Delilah?
Oh, no.
Well, this fall, get ready for a new TV show being pitched currently to networks called Hey There, Delilah, which is being adapted into a scripted TV series.
Oh, no.
Producers, including the band's frontman and songwriter Tom Higginson, as well as writer Jeremy Dempsey, will be in L.A. pitching the potential series, described as a contemporary fairy tale that expands the story within the song, to multiple networks and studios this month.
My guess, they're going to copy elements from that movie Once. You ever see that movie?
No, what's that about?
So it's like a small indie film, that's about a, you know, a street singer that goes on to create an album with somebody who he falls in love with, and their journey of like creating that album and the ups and downs of a relationship.
Mm. Wasn't the real Hey There Delilah based on like an Olympic swimmer?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure like the real Delilah, like he based it on, was like an Olympic swimmer or something.
That just makes me hate that song even more.
You know what's really funny? It kills me every time like bands come out with like, especially like Plain White Tees, right? Like their biggest songs are their two acoustic songs that only feature the guy singing.
I never really thought about that, but yeah. That's really accurate.
I love bands like that. It's like, okay, you guys go relax. I got this one. Do new new new. Hey there, Delilah.
And now he's gonna be making TV money.
TV money.
Ugh.
Yep.
I mean, look, I can't knock it until it's actually been on TV and I actually watch it. But this just sounds like, if I had to take a guess, that they're just going to copy the formula from not only things like Once, but other music shows.
It's going to be very...
It's going to be safe.
Yes, it's going to be... There's not going to be nothing new to it.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I find those kind of things to be really disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was good about something like Once was that it felt authentic. And a lot of that had to do with the filmmaking and how it was shot and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just imagine Hey There Delilah being that like really...
It's like cringy.
Yes.
It already sounds cringy.
It does.
Like, why do we need a song, movie, TV show based on this thing? Like, what? No.
Yeah, no, we really don't. And I just don't want to harp on something for the sake of it. But I just think that, like, there has to be some kind of meaning behind it.
I mean, there has to be another song out there that would make better TV content than Hey There, Delilah.
Yeah. I just think there's not enough there to make a TV show out of it.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. Hey There, Delilah, what's it like in New York City, right?
Yeah.
He's 1,000 miles away, so they're in a long-distance relationship.
Okay.
That's it.
You're right.
What else is there? It's what you do to me.
Yeah, there's
what you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. I promise I'll pay the bills one day and make music something. Yes, so he's going to be a struggling musician in New York, probably, or L.A. Long distance. We're writing this.
I'm already tuning it out. Already tuning it out. Like, the Hollywood version of singers trying to make it in New York and L.A. just... I have no interest in that because they're not going to make it really anything captivating.
Yeah.
Like, no. No thanks. No thanks. Sorry to be a grump, but...
No, yeah, I'm not really feeling it either.
Yeah. I feel like, and to your point, we could just write it ourselves. We can come up with all the scenarios here right now.
Yeah.
Like, the artist is going to get big at one point. But his personality is going to change. Maybe he gets into drugs and alcohol. You know, she has a great opportunity with a new job in a far off city. Like, I don't know. No thanks. No thanks. I much rather watch the remake to Alf.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, man. We're winding down on coffee, so you know what that means. It's time for Final Grounds.
God, we need to work on those. We'll figure it out one day.
Final Grounds!
It's the Final Grounds.
Illusions, Michael. so good. I haven't caught the new season yet, have you?
I have not. I would like to watch the remix version.
Oh yeah, that's right. I totally forgot that that's a thing too.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much stuff out there to watch.
I know.
Just like there's so much good music out there to listen to.
Oh my gosh.
It's out of control right now, man. Out of control. You would think that things would be winding down as summer does.
You are wrong.
Wrong. Oh, man. As I was saying that, I felt like a burp coming up.
Oh, I'm feeling it too. Coffee's making me gassy.
Gassy?
Gassy.
So, I feel like this is kind of one of those times where, like, the artists that are coming out with really great stuff aren't really getting the spotlight that they deserve. So it's up to people like you and I to give that spotlight.
Oh boy, here we go.
All right. So for my first one, I wanted to talk about the song Kong from Nina Cherry. This is a great track. Really, really, really great track. This is something out of like a Massive Attack album with that trip hop vibe. Right down to like the smoky female vocalist on there. It's just such a great track from beginning to end. And it's one of those kind of things where I'm very intrigued to see if the rest of her music is going to be this style.
How does she spell her name?
So it's N-E-N-E-H and then Cherry.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Founder.
I'm hoping that the rest of her material, whenever it's coming out, because this is just a single at this point,
mm-hmm.
is very similar to this. Because, man, is it just... I can't stress that enough. It's pure trip-hop. Like, if nobody had told me that this was a newer artist and they just showed me this track, would have been like, oh, hey, this is a Massive Attack song, right? Nope. It's new. And it just still seems so fresh as well at the same time.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this album came out relative, like in the month or so, but it came out in 2018. So I'm going to count it and I haven't listened to it yet. But the band is called Ed Schrader's Music Beat. The album is called Riddles and it's really, really good. It's good, like punky guitar, fast paced, kind of good. Nod your head kind of like Ice Age maybe a little bit around that kind of genre. So if you're into indie punk rock like that, check that one out.
Very cool. This next guy is electronic, like kind of like ambient drone type of artist. He came out with a new album that really almost is a more atmospheric album, I think, in my opinion. Steve Housechild. I think that's how you say his name. It's like...
Oh, house. I was listening to that track today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, it's right? Good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I like it a lot. Another electronic artist. Surprise, surprise. And he's got an album called Dissolve-y. So it's basically Dissolve, but without an E, it's an I at the end. Mm. And I've been really enjoying the vibes on this album. Shout out to my buddy Ryan for dropping the knowledge on this album.
Cool. I want to recommend the album Bon Voyage by Melody's Echo Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that yet?
Yeah, I heard a couple tracks off of that.
Yeah,
I was digging
it's really
it.
Good. It's very kind of like, you know, hipster mellow kind of indie rock.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really chill. I liked it a lot.
Hipster and mellow.
Yep. Boy, you don't see those two words together.
Yeah. My last one is actually an artist from 2017, but I've been really enjoying this EP, so I have to share it. It's an artist called 5HTTP. So it's pretty much spelt the way you think it is, all one word. And the EP is called like it's U-H-H. And it came out last year, and it's just a 4-track EP. This is essentially house, but with Boards of Canada-type elements in there. So, you know, anything that has Boards of Canada elements in it, I'm there.
Yes, of course. So,
and I've been really enjoying this. It's got a very, very... what's the best word that I can use here? It's a good album to kind of chill out to. Don't know how else to say it other than that. I feel like those are terms that I use like almost every week, but I don't know of any other way than to describe it. And the house vibe just kind of, you know, it's good long tracks, about 5-6 minutes. The house vibe of the tracks just really, I don't know, just adds to the mellowness of it.
Ooh.
Really digging that EP.
Mellow,
listen
mellow,
to
mellow.
Nonstop.
Cool. I guess I can do one last one here. There is a band I recently found out called TTNG. They're like a math rock-ish kind of band. And they released a new single called Gibbon, which is of it's called Animals Acoustic, and it's really chill. It's cool. It's fun.
Nice.
So if you like math rock and kind of the I think they were the ones who kind of like not started math rock, but had a big influence in it. So
nice.
Go check them out.
Very, very good. TTNG. Very, very good, sir. All good stuff, man. Is there anything more depressing than just having a little bit of coffee left?
Yes.
Well, right. I'm sure there is.
Oh.
But
why, yes, I mean, there is.
Why, yes, there
I can
is,
open my Twitter feed if you would like.
Yes. I know there really is, but in the terms...
Oh, boy, UB40 is coming to House of Blues. There you go.
Okay, now I'm no longer depressed.
Red wine, I'm gonna be so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time.
That is legit one of Adam's favorite songs.
It's my go-to.
I feel like you're going to go to that concert just for that song alone.
I saw them at a... Oh, shoot. Where was it?
Was it a Disney Food & Wine?
You're close. Mardi Gras, Universal.
Oh, brother.
Yep. It was so funny because they were like... This next song, everyone knows this one. It's blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no one knows this song, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like clearly waiting for Red Wine.
Yeah.
And like they did, you know, the Elvis cover. And then like finally they're just like, Red Wine. Everyone's going, going crazy.
you included, right?
Oh, yeah.
You threw your shirt up on the stage.
I sure did. Had a red wine stain on it.
good stuff. Good stuff, buddy.
Quality.
Oh, man. So we got to discuss what we're going to talk about next week. I don't know offhand. I feel like we're going to have to reach into the vault.
Yeah, the 17th, some good stuff comes out. Got the
yes.
new OCs album. Got Animal Collective.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Animal Collective's coming up with an album soon. Mm-hmm. Tangerine Reef, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, It's kind of that time of the year where like not as much comes out, both in music and movies and every other form of entertainment. But things will start picking up again in fall. Vampire Weekend's album potentially could be coming out in September. There was a rumor about that. This came up as soon as they signed on to Sony. Oh, geez, a coffee burp again. Excuse me, folks.
Oof.
Yeah, coffee burp. Tastes just as good coming up.
That's right. Well, I'm out, so...
Aw, that is sad. But not as sad as Adam's Twitter feed.
That's right. Watch out, fam.
Oh, boy.
At A. Goldman was here, if anyone wants to join the journey.
Oh, man. Oh, and speaking of social media, I just got a snap from you. So you totally took a Snapchat of us while we were recording.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
Good stuff, man. Well, hey.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers to Last Drop. This is a fun episode.
Fun episode.
As always, buddy.
Good coffee, good music.
As always. Good stuff.
Good times.
Good times.
Well, this has been...
another episode of Grounds
for Discussion. And we say bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of G4D, Grounds for Discussion with Adam and John. Stay up to date on future episodes and all our caffeine-induced antics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the username G4D_podcast. Drop us a line at G4Dpodcast@gmail.com if you have any music suggestions, general questions, or business inquiries.
You can find our podcast on iTunes, and John and I would super appreciate if you rated and subscribed to our show. May your cup and heart always be full of coffee, good music, and cliche motivational ending sentences. Thanks.